Thanks again for tuning in to another broadcast of the Gospel Truth. Your speaker is Marlon Kilpatrick. Ladies and gentlemen, today we begin a series of lessons entitled First Things First. We live in a fast-paced society. Of course, this comes as no surprise to any of you. However, there is a definite need to prioritize our activities. There are some things which are more important than others. Hence, there is a need to put first things first. Jesus said, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." Matthew 6:33. Friend, are you primarily concerned about the salvation of your soul? If you're not, you should be. But the sad truth of the matter is, few are really concerned enough to do as Jesus said. Our Lord said, "Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness." Why is this the case? With many, the case is they do not see the importance of so doing. They fail to understand that one day they shall stand before God and give an account for the way they have lived. 2 Corinthians 5:10. It is also the case that people often fail to realize what the kingdom of God is. Precious people, the kingdom of God is His church, the church Jesus promised to build. Matthew 16:18-19. Jesus never promised to build a denominational church. All denominational churches exist without any divine authority. But the Church of Christ, however, is not a denominational church. Not only must we seek the kingdom of God, but also His righteousness. God wants His children to be like Him. He said, "Be ye holy, for I am holy." 1 Peter 1:15. Friend, are you seeking to be more like God by living as He said? If not, your priorities are not in the right order. It is imperative that we strive to please God if we are to have any hope of going to heaven when this life is over. Ladies and gentlemen, we must put first things first. And the first thing that Jesus mentions is putting first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. We shall continue our studies, but thanks again for listening.